CBS presents this program in color.
Yeah, I'm okay.
What happened?
What happened? Newkirk, what did you and Carter put in that bottle? The one marked furniture polish.
Oh, no, that was nitroglycerin. Oh, Carter should have told you.
Yeah, well, I found that out for myself. You know, I really didn't mind that you didn't scratch the furniture polish off the label. But why did you have to leave that other thing on? Well, shake well before using it.
Any damage in the tunnel?
No, just the radio.
Radio?
It's going to take quite some time to fix that thing.
You gotta listen to that BBC broadcast today. There's an important message for us.
Yeah, well, that radio ain't broadcasting nothing to nobody today.
What did I hear?
I know when I hear something.
All right, Schultz, let's try to help you. What was it you heard?
It was like, boom! Boom!
Boom, boom. Was it like this?
No, it was like boom, boom.
Or was it this?
Boom, boom.
Stop it!
Now, you listen to me. On account of you, I lost already a three-day pass. I'm up for another one. I want nothing to happen. You understand?
All right, Schultz, don't worry.
So please, no more boom, boom.
We've got 20 minutes to let BBC broadcast, and we've got to hear it. Any chance of fixing the radio?
Not a chance. It'll take at least a couple of days to put it together.
The only other radio on camp is in the commandant's office.
Click isn't going to let you listen to the BBC on his radio.
Nah, he'd turn you down in a second if you asked him.
Who said I was going to ask him? When Emily Post doesn't work, you use Sigmund Freud.
Going on here?
Just planting some shrubbery around your office, Commandant. Thought it might brighten up the place.
Carry on.
Why is Commandant Klink so suspicious?
It isn't his fault. Part of the German officer staff training. Klink can't do what he wants to. He's got to conform. It's part of the system.
You mean he's afraid?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that's... You don't put those flowers too close together, huh?
What's he afraid of, Colonel Hogan?
Lots of things. You know, little things like making personal decisions on his own. Back home, we listen to the German broadcast all the time, but you never see Klink listen to the BBC broadcast. I guess he's afraid.
That's it. He's afraid, all right. That must be the answer.
News continues good on all fronts. Bitter fighting took place today south of El Alamein. Rommel's tank forces retreating slowly under the heavy barrages from General Montgomery's artillery. In some sections, the orderly retreat became a rout. Monty was quick to take advantage of by flanking operations.
Top priority project for you to handle. Details and parachute drop at grid point A12 tonight, 9:23. Matter of vital importance. That's it.
Hey, look at all that money!
This money's supposed to be delivered to a Ludwig Strasser for a map with the location of all the new rocket launching sites.
How much money is he getting?
All of it. 100,000 marks. We've got to get the map to the Allies so they can send their bombers over and knock out those launching sites.
When would that be, sir?
In 2 days.
Wow. Hey, watch it. Please, come.
Hide the money.
No, no, under the table. Under the table, please.
Not here.
Or where? Where? Any place.
Uh-huh. Hogan, I see you don't agree with our rules and regulations.
Well, which one do you have in mind, Commandant?
Lights out was 30 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I got carried away. We're having a little celebration.
Celebration?
No, I don't have to remind you. Today's the birthday of Attila the Hun.
Disgraceful.
Well, look, I'm not so crazy about him myself, but he is one of your national heroes, and he just got carried away with the spirit of the holiday.
Never mind, Hogan. I just want you to know that this will not go unpunished. Right, Chuck?
Right, Schultz?
You're both, Commandant. Someone will be punished.
The one who's responsible, right, Schultz?
Herr Commandant. The one who is responsible.
The one who's to see to it that lights out are at the proper time, right, Schultz?
Herr Commandant. The one who has to see to it that lights out.
I'll take your 3-day pass now.
Please, Herr Commandant.
By the way, for your information, I listen to the BBC whenever I feel like it. Whenever I feel like it.
Be careful! Oh, don't burn yourself! Be careful!
It's red out!
The coffee, the coffee!
I didn't know Clint was going to light the pass.
That's not your fault, Newkirk. Problem is, where do we get another 100,000 marks so that we can get the map from Ludwig Strasser?
How about the same place we got this money?
Mm-mm. No way to contact the Allies, no radio.
No time to fix it either. And in 2 days, the Germans start using those rocket launching sites unless we knock them out. Ludwig Strasser.
That's the story of my life. I never could hang on to money.
You sent for a plumber?
No, you've made a mistake.
No, Herr Strasser. No mistake.
Who are you?
There are no penguins at Gibraltar.
There are no canaries in the Canary Islands.
Blue is the most attractive color.
White is more suitable for brides.
That's why there are so many June weddings.
Good. Give me the money.
Not so fast. What about the map?
Oh, I've got it. You'll get it when you give me the money.
There's a little problem.
Problem? You don't have 100,000 marks?
Not exactly.
Exactly. How much do you have?
Nothing. But we'll get you the money in a few days, if you give me the map now.
In the spy business, there are no credit accounts.
Doesn't it mean anything to you that you may be saving a lot of lives?
Well, that's another thing about the spy business. The only thing we're interested in saving is money.
You know, that big heart of yours is going to swell right up and choke you to death.
In case you have any foolish ideas, the map isn't here. But I can lay my hands on it in 5 minutes when I need it.
Thanks. You saved both of us a little trouble. I'll see what I can do about getting the money.
Oh, and while you're here...
Yes?
Could you do something about the dripping faucet?
It's another thing about the spy business. We don't do anything for drips.
So it's strictly no dice unless we come up with 100,000 marks.
Where does everybody usually go when they're looking for money?
Where?
The bank?
Unfortunately, we don't have an account.
So we make a withdrawal without an account.
Rob a bank?
Banks don't like to be robbed. What if we get caught?
What's the penalty for that? They throw you in prison, right? Where are we now?
In prison.
So what do we got to lose? It'll take all of us to do the job.
Sir, how are we going to get into town in broad daylight?
There'd be at least two roll calls. One of us wouldn't be missed, but if we all go...
I've got that figured out, too.
What is going on? I said, what's going on? Schultz, bring these men to my office right away.
Come on, here, come on. What are you going? What the hell? Come on, let's go.
We haven't done anything.
Something wrong, Commandant?
Something wrong. Yes, there's something wrong. That imbecile was throwing dirt into my office.
I'll have to ask you not to call my men names.
I'll call him anything I like.
And don't raise your voice to him.
I say anything I like to him.
I say you won't.
We'll see about that. Throw that man into solitary.
Now, both are coming out.
Now, hold it, Schultz. Why just one of them?
Why not both of them?
Throw both of them into solitary.
Now, hold it, Schultz.
Hogan, I warn you, your rank will not protect you from the same punishment as your men.
You wouldn't dare.
Him too.
Hogan?
Schultz, you heard me. Now we'll see if 24 hours in the cooler won't teach them a little discipline.
If you please, Colonel.
I toss you a bit of bed.
Okay, the loser gets it.
This looks like it, all right. Any reason for this particular bank, sir?
Yeah. It's the only one in town. In the middle of a holdup, don't get trigger happy.
I don't think so, Fritz.
Whatever you say, Herr Beiler?
Yeah, I'm afraid not. Come.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Can I help you?
Who are you?
I am Herr Brinschmeier, the owner of the bank.
Herr Beiler, president of Beiler Brothers Company.
I'm very happy to meet you.
You've heard of Beiler Brothers Company, of course?
Of course. Of Hamburg, I think.
Hamburg, Frankfurt, and Berlin.
Yeah, of course. Is anything I could do for you, gentlemen?
Well, we had planned on opening a branch factory in this town, but I don't think you have the proper banking facilities.
If I may say so, I...
Mr. Baylor said no.
Nah, Fritz, I didn't say positively no. No, you were saying...
Our bank may be small, but we have every facility on the foreign department. And our assets are over 12 million marks.
Sounds very good. What about cash on hand? Say I wanted to cash a check for 100,000 marks.
No trouble at all.
Very good. What about security against holdups?
All our tellers are armed. There is a police station right across the street. And in the balcony, we have a guard with a machine gun.
A nice little bank here. Do you give calendars at Christmas?
Every year, a different picture of the funeral.
I'll discuss it with my board of directors and let you know.
Thank you, Herr Beiler.
How is it, Sam?
Peter Sam?
Thank you.
Looking forward to your calendar.
Love the calendar.
Ha ha ha.
I must have made a mistake. I thought you were a prisoner.
You thought I was a prisoner?
I have to apologize. You have no idea what a remarkable resemblance. I mean, you don't look like him. He looks like you. Yes. You.
Morning.
Good morning. What is that? It is him. It is them. Now I know why you look like him. You are him. And you.
Don't tell me a lot to guess.
Schultz, relax. You're attracting attention.
That's exactly what I want to do. If someone is in a solitary cooler, one is supposed to stay there. This is regulation.
Hello, Susie.
Hello. Now, don't pull any tricks on it. And you, too.
The sauerbraten's very good.
That's good enough for me.
Forget it. I'm going to call the police right away. I mean it.
Well, if that's the way you want it, Schultz, I guess you're going to get a promotion for this.
I might even get a medal.
Yes, I can just see the ceremonies now. While they're pinning the medal on you and generals are shaking your hand, there's a telegram from the Fuhrer, and everyone is saying, isn't it a lucky thing that Sergeant Schultz was in town, on pass, in time to catch the prisoners?
Pass?
We see old Clint burn the pass.
I'm quite sure Schultz got another pass. You did get a pass, didn't you, Schultz?
No.
Oh, Schultz, no medal.
Oh, being a prisoner isn't so bad. Look at us, Schultz.
Yeah, thanks for dropping in, Schultz. We've got some business to transact. What'd you find out?
Here are copies of the building plan of the bank.
What's this building next door?
It's an apartment building.
According to this, the bank was built after the apartment.
What are you getting at, Colonel?
You'll notice this wall here of the apartment building is built right onto the bank. And the bank vault is right up against that wall.
But those walls are made of steel, 2 or 3 inches thick. We don't have any tool that could cut through that.
When we were in the bank, did you look into the vault and notice the back?
Yeah, it was just an ordinary brick wall.
The wall of the apartment building. Who lives in this apartment?
A girl. Her name is, Mady Pfeiffer. And she lives alone.
She's not going to be alone tonight. Oh, at last we meet, at last.
I don't know you.
Of course not. I'm a secret admirer, someone who has worshipped you for months from a distance.
Months? I've only been here 2 weeks from Dusseldorf.
I said, from a distance. I'm Herr Beiler. Here. I want the flowers to see true beauty. The lovely apartment, my dear. Love. What's in there?
That is the bedroom. Herr Beiler, you will have to behave yourself or I must ask you to leave.
Dear. All I want to do is just look at you. Just look.
That's all?
No, there is one thing. Something I want more than anything in the whole world.
What?
A cup of coffee. Calm me down. My nerves are tingling.
All right. I will make you some coffee.
Good.
I am warming some coffee.
Wonderful, wonderful. Why don't I get something on the radio? You say the Fuhrer is too loud? Is that what you said?
Oh, no, no, no. Of course not. I would never say that. What is that?
What is what?
I don't hear anything, my dear. A toast. To the Führer.
To the Führer. Don't you hear anything?
Sit down, my dear. I hear nothing. There. A toast to Hermann Göring.
To Göring.
A toast, my dear. To Julius Steiner.
Julius Steiner. Who is he?
Himmler's barber.
The speech is over.
I like his longer ones.
Maybe he did not have anything to say.
Never stopped him before. I'll get some music. Your imagination, matey.
My Himmler is Schmuck's little girl. If there's someone in my bedroom, I'd let her know who it is.
How's it going?
Slow.
Look, we gotta make it fast. We've gotta get in there before that bank opens in the morning and get that money. Then get it to Strasser to get that math and get back to camp before our 24 hours in solitary are up.
What about the Fräulein?
Don't worry about her. She's out. Now, come on. Get going and fast.
Wait, why don't we take some extra money for expenses?
No, just 100,000 marks and make it fast.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Take an extra 1,000 marks. Right, look. I'm going to go get the map from Strasser. I'll meet you back in solitary at camp. Okay.
To be. No one ever escapes from Commandant Klink.
We wouldn't think of trying to match wits with you, Commandant. The contest would be too unequal.
You see, you have learned something already.
But I must tell you this, I certainly wouldn't recommend this place to my friends. The service is terrible.
Don't worry, we can get all the customers we want.
You missed great excitement in town.
What happened?
Big bank robbery.
No.
Sure.
How low will some people say?
It's against the law, isn't it?
Do they know who did it?
They caught the man. But imagine the nerve of the bank robber. This morning, he goes back to the bank and he wanted to deposit the stolen 100,000 mark to his own account.
I never heard of such gall.
Sure.
They get all the money back, Schulte?
All but 1,000 marks.
Well, whoever's got it, I hope she uses it to good use.
She?
Isn't it always a woman?
Hey!